What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, episode number 53, or year two, episode one. And in order to keep my OCD brain going forward, we're going to go with episode 53, though. Let's keep it simple, right? All right, so today I want to talk to you all about what will actually kill your motivation, kill your dreams, but it'll actually keep you justifying to stay exactly where you're at, and we don't want that. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? And I am always excited to have you back for another round of a solo episode. All right. So this is the first official second year episode, right? First episode of the second year, which is pretty exciting. There's been so many different things that have happened over the past year, both personally, business-wise, kind of fitness, all of that type of stuff. And it's just been so cool to see, I don't know, all the changes and kind of where the podcast started and now where we're going with it. So having said that, I just want to say thank you again. I will always say thank you because I do value your time. And if you're taking the time to listen to this, time is one thing you never get back, right? And so the fact that you're investing that to hear the guests, to hear everybody else, hear myself, I truly am grateful for that. Now that I buttered you up, I'm going to give you a little trigger warning because I'm probably going to piss some of you off. And hey, it is what it is, right? I'm always going to tell you what's on my mind, which is hopefully why you keep coming back and listening to this. But something I've been thinking about a lot lately and over the past year, and thinking about some of the guests that we've had on and the stories that they've had, because one of the big things that I've really, really enjoyed is that just like all of you, when you come here and you listen to a guest talk about their journey or their story or kind of where they're at, where they're going, right? Like that stuff also inspires me. And it's been amazing to be able to talk to people that maybe I wouldn't have, the long conversations with or the depth of the conversation with that, you know, that I've been able to have within the podcast. So hopefully you're all learning, but I know that I'm also learning. And so one of the things that I have realized is that But comfort will kill your dreams and your motivation. Okay. Now the irony of this is that we all seek comfort, right? Like I've been consulting and been in the sales side of kind of internet marketing and internet businesses now for a long time. And one of the things that I hear repeatedly when I'm talking to people about their business, about where they're looking to take their business, or, you know, maybe they're looking to start a business, is that almost everybody's looking to do it to get comfortable, right? That could be more comfortable with their finances. Maybe they're not making enough in their job and they want to start a new business that would allow them to be more comfortable, right? It could be that maybe they have an existing business and they're working too much, or they're not making enough in that business and they want to figure out something to help them become more comfortable. Again, the irony in this though is that comfort is actually what will kill them. Okay, it will kill their dreams. It will kill their business. It kills everything out there. And the truth is, guys, is that most of us, we're comfortable, right? Like we may not be comfortable in the sense of, you know, everything is really, really good. Like I'm making plenty enough to be able to be comfortable. But the truth is that for most of us, we are within kind of like if you wanted to draw this big circle, and let's just say that this circle is our comfort zone, right? Maybe we kind of get to the edge of it because money's a little bit tight. Maybe we kind of get to the edge of it because we've gotten a little bit fat, right? Like, but the truth is that most of us stay within that big circle, that big comfort zone. Whereas what ends up taking you to the next level is always going to be just on the outside of that circle, right? Like it's always going to be outside of your comfort zone. Again, like even with our own story, right? With my own story, picking up and moving and, selling our house and walking away from, a really, really good job. Like all of those things were like, again, if you were to look at the circle, it was way outside of that. Because the comfortable thing for us to do, again, would have been to, you know, stay where we were in our, you know, again, quote unquote, comfortable house. We didn't have to worry about things like the roof leaking like we did when we moved back to the ranch house. We didn't have to worry about all this different stuff. I mean, things were comfortable. But that was what almost, again, like going back to the decision to move back to the ranch and to kind of venture into all these different things, that was like the little voice inside of me that kept saying, that's why we have to do this. Because right now we are too comfortable. And looking back over the past couple of years of now living here and kind of getting more settled in, like I look back and it's like, you know, I could have stayed right where we were. Like we could have, you know, sold the ranch and we would have been even more comfortable, right? We would have had a good, comfortable life. And again, like there's so many of you I know listening to this that are like, well, that's what we want, right? Like, isn't that what we want, is a good, comfortable life? And the answer to that, at least in my opinion, is no. Like, stay away from that. Do you want to know why? That so often, like you go back to a 20-year reunion or maybe on Facebook, like you see these people and it's like, man, that dude was ripped in high school. And you look at him now and he's 60 pounds overweight because he got comfortable, right? Like he got comfortable in his marriage, maybe in his career, and like, boom, all of a sudden you got someone who's put on a bunch of weight. You know how I know that? Because that's been me, right? Like I remember a few years out of high school, like I had my rain gutter business. I was comfortable. I was eating like garbage, like boom, put on a bunch of weight because I was comfortable. And now, like even now to this point in my life, I know that if I want to be even just like functionally fit, right? And I'm not even talking again about a six pack abs or something like that. But if I want to be able to go out and hike, if I want to play with my kids, like I have to move outside of my comfort zone in the fitness side of things, or else I won't be able to do that. If I want to get outside of the comfort zone within my marriage, right? Because again, like once you've been married for several years and you know your wife really well, or you know your husband really well, there's like this certain degree of comfort that comes from that, which is amazing, right? You don't have to walk on eggshells like maybe you feel like when you're first dating somebody and you're kind of throwing that best version of yourself out there. But with that comfort also comes the downfall of complacency. So you have to understand that so often when you see that guy or that girl who's put on a bunch of weight, like a lot of times, and again, like, hey, I know people have thyroid issues. Don't yell at me. I'm not trying to fat shame anybody. But what happens is that we get comfortable, right? We get in this routine of maybe eating not very good. We get in this routine of like, hey, my wife's going to love me no matter what. My husband's going to love me no matter what. Who cares if I put on an extra 100 pounds, right? Like, you know, I'm chasing the kids and stuff, like blah, blah, blah. I get it, right? But so much of that, no matter how much you're trying to tell yourself right now that you've gained that weight, and it's uncomfortable to be overweight, the truth is that you are finding comfort in being overweight, or else you would change that, right? You would find the motivation to get out of your comfort zone, sweat a little more, eat a little better, whatever it needs to be. Same thing happens again in our career. How many people, you could go out right now and you could talk to people out there and say, hey, do you love your job? You know that job that you've been working at for the last 30 years? Do you love your job? The vast majority of them be like, no, hate my job, hate my boss, right? But the truth is that they will stay there because even though maybe they hate their job or they hate their boss, there's comfort in getting that paycheck every 2 weeks and, you know, staying just over broke. That's where most of us live. And so you have to ask yourself, okay, are you comfortable? Are you complacent? And if so, you've got to figure out some ways to get outside of that if you want to have more joy and more fulfillment. Now, you also have to understand there's a complete like opposing side of this. And this is something that I struggle with. And again, in all transparency, which is never being happy about anything. Right. And I don't mean like not being happy with anything, I guess that probably isn't the right word, but almost like having such a fear of complacency that you don't maybe enjoy the moment that you're in life. And I know that that is something that I struggle with. And so there has to be somewhat of a balance because you want to be grateful for where you're at with what you have. But you also never want to be complacent because that will keep you from getting to the next level of this. And that is, I think, one of the struggles that a lot of maybe entrepreneurial mindset type people, if you take some of these personality tests, you can find out maybe where you're at. But I think a lot of people with kind of that entrepreneurial personality type, they struggle with that balance of always striving to get better, but also being grateful for where you're at and what you have, right? It kind of goes back to the old thing, you know, where men especially, it seems like, are always like, they're destination driven. Like, by and large, like, the most part, men, they're like, let's get in the car. We're not stopping till we get there. Women are like, hey, let's stop and read that sign, right? Like, that's me and my wife. My wife's like, hey, let's stop and go pee. And I'm like, no, pee in a bottle. Like, we're getting there, right? Like, I think that is a little bit of maybe the difference. But even on top of that as well, when it comes to kind of all the different areas of your life, like, I truly believe that a lot of divorces can come back to almost being too comfortable, right? Almost being so complacent in your relationship that you start devaluing it, right? You stop putting in the time and the effort. You stop doing the date nights. You stop doing things that maybe would help or show love or support for your spouse or for your significant other, because there's so much comfort involved that you're like, I don't even really have to do anything. It's great, right? Like, I just wake up and we have this great marriage. And it's like, well, no, like, great marriages take work. They require you to get out of your comfort zone. Maybe you don't feel like getting up and doing the dishes right now, because you're comfortable on the couch, but hey, in order to make our marriage a little bit better, maybe it's something that I need to do. And so in so many different areas in life, guys, like, and I think what really brought this to the forefront of me, or for me at this point, kind of going into the second season of this, is that there's been a lot of times where even doing this podcast has not been comfortable. Like, it's required me to get way out of my comfort zone. When you're reaching out to people and trying to get them on your podcast, it's not necessarily that comfortable. And I don't know, maybe it is for some of you, but for me, it's not, because it's like, I don't want to inconvenience people, right? Like, I want them to come on. I want them to provide value. But at the same time, like, it's uncomfortable when people, you know, like, when you get an email back. I remember, and I'm going to end up getting this guy on the podcast at one point. There's actually been two people that have kind of big timed me a little bit, and I get it. Like, you know, in the whole scheme of things, this podcast, even though we're close to 10,000 downloads, like, it's still small. And there's always going to be people that maybe don't see the value in their time in coming on. But I remember, like, you know, asking someone to come on the email, and this person was like, heck yeah, like, reach out to my secretary or my assistant, and, you know, she can get us scheduled. And then she basically was like, well, how many downloads have you had? Like, what do you blah, blah, blah. And like, I told her, because I'm not going to lie about it, right? And she was like, yeah, you know, this person really only comes on podcasts that are at least at 100,000 downloads. And so, yeah, I mean, sorry, but it's just not a good fit. And like, seriously, that was kind of like uncomfortable for me, because I'm like, man, like, I got my hopes up, thought I had this awesome guest. And then basically was like, yeah, you're nobody, right? And so kind of that humble pie for me was uncomfortable. And then there's like that part of you that's like, okay, what's the point? Like, if I can't get the guest that I want, like, because I'm not big enough, but yet you have to be big enough in order to get, like, I don't know, like, the whole thing with this podcast has been uncomfortable, just like doing this week in and week out. Like, it may only be a 20-minute solo episode or a 45-minute, but it's like right now in the middle of working, and, you know, I'm coaching high school football, and then obviously, like, have a wife and four kids. Like, being able to coordinate times and get people set up and everything else, like that pushes me outside of my comfort zone all the time. You know, doing an interview the other night, like, late night, to be able to fit into this person's schedule for one of the upcoming episodes. Like, all of this stuff has continually pushed me outside of my comfort zone. But what I've seen come from it is so many people being able to reach out and say, hey, I really identified with this person. I didn't think I would like them. Or, you know, what you talked about on this episode really hit home, and thank you. And, you know, like things like that, that keep coming out of getting out of my comfort zone. Again, this is just kind of my experience with it. So it's led me even further along to understand that doing things that are uncomfortable is ultimately what's going to get you growth. It's going to get you fulfillment, right? Like, right now, and I don't really talk about it a whole lot, because I feel like there's few things, right? Like, being a vegan or being an atheist or being a CrossFitter, right? It's like, how do you know they're a vegan? Because that's the first thing that they'll tell you when you talk to them, right? Like, how do you know you're a CrossFitter? It's the first thing. Well, right now, and I think it's kind of gotten this way with 75 Hard, because I've been going through this challenge from Andy Frisella called 75 Hard. Again, I try not to talk about it a lot, but one of the reasons why I started that wasn't so I could, like, flex on social media about how badass I am and how disciplined and committed I am to 75 Hard. It was something that I wanted to do personally for me, because I felt myself, after a couple of years of being here at the ranch, like, yes, we're starting up and growing our Crosso Meats business. So that has been, you know, very uncomfortable. But yet we've kind of got things rolling a little more now, you know, with the ranch stuff here. Like, yes, there's always a million things to do, but, you know, the house is kind of remodeled enough. And it was like, man, I just kind of feel like I'm getting a little comfortable, maybe a little complacent. And so I was like, let's do 75 Hard. So I grabbed a couple of good buddies, a cousin and a good buddy of mine. And it's like, hey guys, like let's the three of us, let's do this. Let's commit to it. And it's actually been awesome. Like I'm over 2 weeks in, or right at about 2 weeks, I guess, into this now. And just when you wake up knowing that every day is going to be challenging, like there's something that's absolutely stupid about it, you know, in all honesty, but there's also something that's amazing about it. Because for me, again, like another thing that I know that I struggle with is being as disciplined as I want. And now maybe there's some people like, oh, you seem pretty disciplined. You work out, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is like for me personally, to the standard that I have, I know I don't possess right now the discipline that I feel like I'm going to need in order to achieve the things that I want in my own life. And so I could be comfortable and be like, you know, but it's good enough. Like I'm making good enough money with my business and the Crossbow Meats thing is growing good enough. But it's like, no, like I need to be able to hone in and be more disciplined if I want to get to where I want to be. So it's like, how else can you do it other than doing 75 days of all this crazy stuff that we're doing, right? And through the first couple of weeks of this, like I've realized how undisciplined I really am, right? I mean, reading 10 pages in a book, it doesn't even sound like a big deal. It's crazy how just day after day having to do that, how much discipline it actually requires, right? Because like I pretty much get up and go all day every day, you know, between, again, like family stuff, getting the kids out the door to school, like, you know, the working out, the, you know, kind of my quote unquote day job, like my, you know, my business that I do during the day, football practice, and then just factor in the other 100 things that kind of come at you when you own a ranch. And so all of these things that come at you, but yet you're still like, no, I have to read 10 pages. I have to drink a gallon of water regardless. That's a non-negotiable, right? And I don't know, it's been crazy. It's been super rewarding to be like, okay, I've done this every day. I haven't cheated. I haven't done anything outside of the challenge. But yet it's also made me realize that getting outside of my comfort zone in this, like how undisciplined I was. It took a complete different mentality in order to get into this challenge. And here we are, like doing it, you know? And again, like I'm really just kind of scratching the surface of this. So talk to me in another 2 weeks when I'm probably even more grouchy and more, you know, down the road on it. But no, like I wanted to do that to be able to prove to myself that, you know, it was something that I could absolutely accomplish. It was something that I could absolutely get through and make sure that I was pushing myself outside of the comfort zone as soon as I started feeling that complacency or that comfort. So here's what I would encourage you to do as we start year two into the Primal King podcast. You know, number one is keep challenging yourself. Even if you're older, I don't know who all listens to the podcast, but I don't know, maybe you're 75 years old listening to this and you kind of feel like you're on the downslide of life. You know, you're kind of getting to that, you know, the later chapters in the book, if you will. And maybe you're retired and you just wanted to retire and be comfortable and sit on your porch swing and drink coffee all day. I don't know, right? But what I've seen over my life is so many people who retire and then they end up like dying shortly after that. And I know it's kind of morbid to talk about it, but to me, I feel like so much of that comes back to you stop challenging yourself. You got so comfortable that it was like, why even be alive, right? Like there's no growth, there's no challenge, there's no change. And so regardless of how young or how old you are listening to this, like try to find things that can allow you to be challenged, right? Maybe it's 75 hard, or maybe you look at 75 hard and you're like, that's stupid. And I get it if you say that, right? Like 75 hard is stupid. But for me, with where I'm at right now, that was something that I felt like would push the needle for me and help me acquire more of the discipline that I know I lack. But maybe for you, it is something else that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Again, just find something that's challenging and do it. I know that this has kind of been a theme in this podcast, but I'm going to keep talking about it, right? Like this is something that I'm going to keep coming back to, because if you find yourself at a place to where you're not getting to where you want to be, chances are is that regardless of what you're telling yourself, how you're justifying where you're at right now, chances are is that even if you feel like you're uncomfortable with where you're at, chances are you're comfortable enough to not do anything different, right? And it's kind of like the old saying goes, like nothing changes until you change. Right? Nothing is going to change. Like you're not going to lose the weight that you've been wanting to lose for 20 years if you're not willing to change the behavior that got you to where you're at, right? Like nothing's going to change if you keep entering into relationships and they keep ending the same way, unless you do some of the uncomfortable work that's required, get your mindset right to where you can actually be in a good relationship, right? Again, like you can apply this literally to any part of your business, any part of your life. Again, it could be your business, your body, it could be your relationships. Like all of this stems back to getting outside of your comfort zone, doing the work that's required to not only just fix it, but to create the growth. And then at that point, like I know that's where you're going to be able to find what you're looking for. It's again, if you were to put a circle on a piece of paper and say, that's my comfort zone, start figuring out stuff to do outside of that. So last thing I'm going to leave you with is that, again, thank you all for sharing it on social media. If you haven't yet, please share the podcast episodes. Tag me in your stories. Let me know that you're listening to it. For those of you who do that, you're awesome. I super, super appreciate the support on this. For those of you who don't, hey, come on, do me a favor. Let's get it out there to even more people. I want, 10,000 downloads the first year, or pretty close to it, I guess. I can't really say that. So close to 10,000. I want to far surpass that, right, this second year. And the way that we're going to do it is by you guys helping me out. So let's do it. Lastly, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Oh, and by the way, next week's episode is going to be the second woman to ever grace the Primal King podcast airwaves. So it's not my wife, but I do want to start mixing up some of the guests. What's been weird is that I actually had a lot of women that hop on. I kind of started this, honestly, thinking to be more for guys, but a lot of women have hopped on, have been big supporters of this. So I want to make sure we have on some women as well to kind of share their story. Hopefully, maybe it's even more relatable than listen to some of the dudes out there. So we're going to do more of that as well as we move into the second year of this. So anyways, again, everybody, it's been an awesome first year. Let's keep it going. And we'll talk to you all next week. Have an awesome day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.